J.C. Corcoran Podcast.
Come on down off your sled, Santa, 'cause I'm feeling low and blue. All the folks around here are dead, Santa, and I could use someone to talk to, and it might as well be you. I've been dressing up like you, Santa, at a big department store. I met some little boys and girls, Santa. I brought them home, and they're buried underneath my kitchen floor. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Santa? You think I'm not as good as you? If you think I'm psycho, Santa, there ain't a whole lot you can do. I turned on my radio, Santa, and I heard a big old choir singing pretty Christmas songs, Santa, and it just set my brain on fire. That's my mama over there, Santa, don't get around much since she died. Got my stocking hung with care, Santa. Still got my mama's leg inside. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Santa? You think that I was born to lose? If you think I'm psycho, Santa, there ain't a whole lot you can do. Oh, don't you try to leave, Santa, and don't go near the telephone. It's a lonely Christmas Eve, Santa, and you and I are here alone. They had a party down the street, Santa, they didn't want me coming round. They were sitting down to eat, Santa, and then their house burned to the ground. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Santa? I'm sorry that I broke your leg. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Santa? Santa Claus, I want to hear you beg.
No, I'm just getting warmed up.
Happy to see you again.
Don't be nervous. Don't be rocky. You're a teenage guest is jockey now.
And let me begin by wishing you a beautiful look.
Did that voice inside you say, I've heard it all before? It's like deja vu all over.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You can tell Christmas is close when JC plays Psycho Santa. How you doing, kids? Tuesday, November 22nd, 2022. 84 days until pitchers and catchers report to Jupiter, Florida. How you doing, kids? It is JC at jconthelide.com. As you know, and I know it's frustrating for some of you, and you have a hard time understanding this because it is hard to understand, and that is that the movie studios will show a movie to film critics like yours truly, and then they'll say, but you can't talk about it until this specific date. And there are reasons why they do that. Sometimes the studio has another movie that they're still pushing, and they don't want to start the effort of pushing the new movie. But it's sort of a cat and mouse game that people play, and then things leak out on the internet, and there you go. But they have these embargoes. So I'm not really supposed to talk about this until tomorrow, and I will. at length, and I will explain myself. But as you know, I don't tip off my reviews. I just basically say, here's when we're going to do the review, and in this case, it's tomorrow, and that's when you have to listen. I'm going to make an exception this time. It is a one-time exception. The reason why is I know a lot of you will be leaving me here, and you won't hear the Thanksgiving show tomorrow, which we're going to do. And tomorrow, by the way, is one of my favorite shows of the year because it features Knuckles. Knuckles is the professional burglar who called in on the show once years ago and just basically spilled his guts. He had an attack of conscience after being a professional burglar for like 30 years. And he just called up. And like I said, I mean, there's no other way to say it. He spilled his guts. And it is the eye-opener of the century. As I said yesterday, I've been in broadcasting for a long time. I've had a lot of people on the show, a lot of memorable moments. But this one is definitely in the top 10. It was one of the most remarkable days ever for us. And so every year, right about this time, as we approach the holidays, we go back into the archives and we play our conversation with Knuckles. Thank God I had a tape rolling that particular day and that we were able to save it. So that's tomorrow on the show. And also, like I said, I'll do the review of The Fablemans. The Fablemans. And I'm going to break my own rule here by lifting my own embargo on tomorrow's show. And the reason why is, like I said, a lot of you will be leaving now, and you won't hear the show tomorrow. And Thanksgiving night and Black Friday night and over the weekend, that's a huge, huge weekend for movies, especially Thanksgiving night. People are about out of their minds, and in a lot of cases, they will, they is actually us. I remember when I was a kid, you know, they would find an acceptable, you know, Disney movie or something and just push us out the door and drop us at the theater so they could have a moment of silence with all the cousins and all the kids and everything in the house. And, you know, although this is not what I would call a big draw for families and, well, it is for families, the way the thing has been promoted on TV. You have seen giant splashes during the football games and everything with quotes on this movie, The Fablemans. This is the movie we've been waiting Steven Spielberg's entire career for him to make. I mean, that's quite a claim. That is quite a claim. And so I went into last night's movie screening with tremendously high expectations. But regardless of what those expectations were, I will only say today that I did not think Steven Spielberg was capable of making a movie this awful. Honest to God, you know, I work on the 1 to 5 quirk system, 1 being, or 0 being awful, don't go, and 5 being it's fantastic, make sure you go see it. It's entirely possible this is going to get a 1. Like I said, I didn't think that Steven Spielberg was capable of doing something this dull. Anyhow, we'll examine it in detail tomorrow morning here on the podcast. I was at a bar yesterday for the World Cup, and the hype there also was possibly exaggerated. There is such a thing as exaggerated hype. That's like a Department of Redundancy Department. But anyhow, by now you know World Cup. United States and Wales tied 1-1. Next game is Friday. 24% of U.S. soccer fans prefer watching soccer over having sex, and 8% claim they'd position themselves so they could see the TV while having sex. Priorities, please. Priorities. Blues and an 8-game losing streak. Now they got a shot at an 8-game winning streak tomorrow night in Buffalo. I guess things are returning to normal there with 77 inches of snow. Don't be surprised if you see an empty seat or two. You know, I was talking with Ryan O'Reilly a couple of years ago, and, you know, he came to us via Buffalo. And, you know, people are under the impression that people just sit there in Buffalo, New York, and just gobble chicken wings until they can't move. And by the way, you would be correct in that assumption because they do. But the other food, I guess you would say, that is indigenous to Buffalo, New York, is this thing called a beef on weck. And it is, I'm going to describe this for you. You're going to go, whoop-de-doo, big deal. What's so special about that? What it is, it's a bun with on top of the bun. It's sort of like toasted on the top, and then they have big chunks of like sea salt on the top and caraway seeds. That's on the top of the bun, and inside it is sliced beef. But much like people who come to St. Louis and taste Lion's Choice and say, "Ooh, that's really good." It's the same thing. Like I said, what sounds like something pretty dull, it's a roast beef sandwich. Big deal. You got to taste one to understand what we're talking about. And there is, in fact, a place where you can get a beef on whack in St. Louis. And I told Ryan O'Reilly about it because it's down at one of the casinos in South County. And one of the restaurants there, for whatever reason, maybe the guy was from Buffalo or something, who knows, the chef, you know. But and his eyes just really lit up like, seriously, you can, I said, yeah, it's good too, you know. It's sort of like people say, you can get Chicago-style pizza here, and then you go and it's like, that's not Chicago. That's an imitation of Chicago-style pizza. But if for some reason you know somebody who's from Buffalo and they want in on the beef on whack, like I said, it's the restaurant right next to the auditorium where they have the concerts in South County on the boat. And people get mad at me when I say the boat because it's not a boat, it's a building. So I understand. It's just lingo. That's it. Relax. But yeah, we got a shot at an 8-game winning streak after an 8-game losing streak. Americans are going to spend an average of $500 during the Black Friday and Cyber Monday shopping events this year. That's up 12% from last year. Now, much like the People's Choice Awards, well, let's back up. First of all, there are real awards, you know, the Oscars and the Emmys, and the people who are in the industry get a ballot and they get to vote on the people who do things really well in their industry. And then you have a lot of bogus things, too. The Golden Globes were always a joke. It was a hell of a TV show. The TV show was fantastic because it was celebrities wall to wall, you know, no seat fillers, none of that. And also everybody was drunk. Because everybody got their own bottle of champagne at the table. You know, by the first commercial break, you know, there's like 5 empty bottles sitting in front of Jack Nicholson already. So the Golden Globes were always a great TV show, but the actual award itself was a joke. There were only about 90 members of the voting academy for the Golden Globes, and then there was like accusations of, you know, sex and misuse of funds and all that sort of stuff. And the Golden Globes seem to have just sort of evaporated. The other bogus award is the People's Choice Award, because all they really do in the People's Choice Award is call people up randomly like they do for a political poll. And it's like, who are you going to vote for? And so they do the People's Choice Award the same way. They start making phone calls at like, you know, 5, 6, 7 o'clock. And there's, you know, some woman stirring a pot of spaghetti, listening to her 8 kids all screaming. And they're like, who's your favorite movie star? I don't know. Tom Hanks. I gotta go. You know, it's that sort of thing. And so at the end of the day, you have a completely bogus award show, the People's Choice. It's like people being called at their moment of duress and they just shout out the first thing that comes to mind. That's not legitimate. So they did this survey the same way, so I wasn't even going to read it, but it's just sort of funny, so I guess I would. The list of celebrities, they say, who'd you most like to have come over for Thanksgiving dinner? And Morgan Freeman was number one. Robert Downey Jr. was second. I never would have seen that coming. Meryl Streep also nominated, naturally. You know, Jennifer Aniston at number 6. Patrick Stewart at number 7. Tina Fey at number 9. That's the first one that makes any sense. Scarlett Johansson at 10. Other people who got a lot of votes: Kristen Wiig, Amy Poehler, Neil Patrick Harris, Adele, Chris Evans, Bradley Cooper, The Rock, and Emma Watson. At the moment, Eminem has more votes than Chris Hemsworth and Samuel L. Jackson. Now, one of my favorite days of the year is Black Friday. Not for the reasons that you think. I don't participate in Black Friday. I wouldn't go anywhere near a mall on Friday. And in fact, we do a show, we do a podcast tomorrow, Wednesday, and then we're off Thursday and Friday. We will return on Monday. But the reason I like seeing all the stories on the day after Thanksgiving about all the different ways that people burn their houses to the ground trying to cook a turkey, usually in a deep fryer. Well, it was raining out, so I wheeled the grill into the garage, and I went upstairs to take a shower. When I came down, my house was on fire. And adding insult to injury, not only burn their own houses down, like melt the siding off the neighbor's house too. And every year it's the same thing. You know, every fall, the first time it gets really, really cold or there's a power failure, you have all the... Do you know that in hurricane situations, more people die from carbon monoxide poisoning than die from the actual storm itself? And the numbers aren't even close. People survive the hurricane just fine, but then, you know, they don't read the instructions. They don't read. They don't pay attention. And it's just thinning the herd, I think. It's thinning the herd. And these people, you know, end up dead because they breathe in all the toxic fumes. Same thing happens with these deep fryers. And there's YouTube videos and they put stuff on the news. People put too much oil in the fryer and it's displacement of liquid. So when you put a giant, you know, 25-pound turkey in a fryer that's already filled to the brim with oil, that all comes shooting out. It's all over the floor or all over the street or all over something. And there's giant flames shooting around all over the place. And like I said, but there are other ways. And you might want to just think about this a little bit because we are at that time. We're officially entering the holiday season now. None of this bullshit of putting up the Christmas trees on the 4th of July at Costco. So this really is the beginning of the holiday season now. And what? Don't walk away while food is cooking. It only takes about 30 to 45 seconds before a fire is completely out of control. Also, it'd be a good idea to have a functioning, you know, charged extinguisher close by and that you know where it is and you know how to use it. So that, I would add that to the list, even though it's not on this list. So also plugging too much stuff into an extension cord. Now, if you have these low-voltage Christmas lights, that's not usually a problem. They just don't suck out a lot of energy. But you put high-powered stuff into an extension cord or power strip, and you can start a house fire pretty easily. Extension cord fires cause 7% of all house fire deaths between 2015 and 2019. Also, watch out for overheating lithium-ion batteries. Batteries in things like electric bikes, scooters, even small electronics can overheat, cause fire. Best way to avoid it is to only charge them with the charger that came with the machine. It's not usually a good idea to use a cheap charger that you bought for a dollar at the dollar store and then plug that in. That's how people end up with rubble, smoky rubble, which sounds like a radio name. Smoky rubble, rockin' Fenton. So just, you know, watch out. When I lived in Houston for a couple of years, I got a couple of things off the bucket list. We got to see the NASA control room, like for Apollo 11, all the, you know, all the big space flights, and it's untouched. They have it behind glass and everything, and it looks just like you would expect it to look, because nobody's touched it. You know, they've left it alone, and you can take the tour, and you can see these big, you know, shuttle rockets, everything like that. That was really cool. Also, I always wanted to go to Austin, Texas, and that was only a hop, skip, and a jump from Houston. So we went there, and that's a very, very cool place. And also, they have the statue of Stevie Ray Vaughan, which I got a picture of, but somehow got deleted. And then the other thing we got to do as a result of spending 2 years in Texas was go see the place where John F. Kennedy was assassinated on this date in 1963. You know, for the longest time, people who have never been to Dealey Plaza, where the whole thing happened, you know, you see these films and movies and recreations and all that sort of stuff. And then the official, you know, the film, the news footage from back in 1963. And then you go to the place, and it's amazing how small it is, how small an area. On film or on camera or whatever, it looks like, you know, the size of a football field, and it's really a small area. And then when you go up to the floor where Lee Harvey Oswald was, and they have an X that is painted on the highway. Well, it's not even a highway. It's like a, like at the beginning of Forest Park Parkway, where it turns from a just sort of a regular street into higher traffic, higher speed traffic. And you look down there, and you could take a quarter and throw it out the window and hit that X. That's how close it was. You know, we got the idea that Lee Harvey Oswald had to, you know, really, really shoot a long distance, and it's not far at all. And I do think, by the way, after all these years, that Lee Harvey Oswald was up there and he did take shots at the president. But I think that there was a much larger story involved here, and it would take too long to explain it. I'll explain it some other time. But there was a movie, I think it was called The Smoking Gun, where a ballistics guy with absolutely no interest in the politics or the conspiracy theories or any of the other theories that there have been over the years that have emerged about, you know, who did it and why. All this guy did was just say, I'm a ballistics guy, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to look at the kind of rifles and the kind of ammunition that was used, and I'm just going to see what it shows. Just based on ballistics, and that's all, nothing else. And what he found, as far as I'm concerned, is the answer to the question about who did it and why. All you got to do is rent that movie, Smoking Gun, and it's all laid out. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist at all. I don't think this is, in fact, conspiracy theory. I think it's the real account of what happened. And then after you see that, just on a ballistics level, then you start thinking about the way the Dallas police responded, the way the Secret Service and all the White House people responded in the moments and in the hours after the assassination. Then it all really falls into place and makes perfect sense. But all of that happening, I remember they came into our classroom, I think it was in sixth grade, maybe fifth grade, and they made the announcement. They sent a kid around to all the classes to make the announcement. And, you know, Kennedy having been our first Catholic president, you know, you're in a Catholic grade school, that's a pretty big deal. I think we had a picture of Kennedy on the wall in the school. But I think that whoever's president, that's one of the things you get. You get to have your picture in all the in all the schools and libraries and post offices and stuff. Speaking of conspiracy theories, though, and people trying to explain things that sometimes are not medically that easy to understand, Bruce Lee, his death is still pretty much shrouded in mystery, but now researchers are suggesting he could have died from drinking too much water, or that in combination with some sort of kidney malfunction. That scene in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, where Brad Pitt's character launches Bruce Lee into the side of the car and puts a huge dent in it, is really, really, it pops up on the internet from time to time, and I watch it 100 times. It's so good. Indiana Jones 5 is going to use technology that is available now to make Harrison Ford look really, really young in the opening scene. He said, by the way, this is the first time I've seen it where I believe it. It's a little spooky, end quote. Sinbad, learning how to walk again since suffering a stroke 2 years ago. His family gave an update, said he's made significant recovery, like his limbs are coming back to life, but he still has a ways to go in therapy. Stolen cars in St. Louis. The numbers have tripled, and especially in the last 6 months or so. And, you know, these Kia and Hyundai cars, you've probably heard about this, that they're so easy to break into and to steal that there's lawsuits flying around, and it's just total negligence on the part of Kia and Hyundai. And now somebody, I guess an outside third source, came along with a kit, this thing that you can install for $200 to make the Kia and Hyundai cars not so easy to break into. It doesn't seem like that's fair at all. Meanwhile, reality stars Todd and Julie Chrisley have been sentenced to their bank fraud and tax evasion case. Todd, 12 years. Julie, 7 years behind bars. Also, their son Grayson was injured in a car accident. I don't know what that has to do with it. All right. Elton John's manager says he may be retiring from touring, but it doesn't necessarily mean he's through with performing live. He says this is his words, in his blood. Okay, we have a stand-up special tonight. Trevor Noah, who yesterday was being interviewed for this Netflix special called I Wish You Would, said, I wish that somebody had told me what a grind The Daily Show is. He's basically saying, man, oh man, that'll take the life out of you. Also, the premiere of the documentary series Our Universe on Netflix, narrated by Morgan Freeman. Late Night Tonight, Michael Strahan on with Jimmy Fallon. Kimmel's got Kristen Bell and Stephen Colbert, Kate Blanchett, and Paul Dano. Paul Dano's in that Steven Spielberg movie, The Fablemans. Thomas Lennon on with James Corden. Seth Meyers has Kumai Nanjan. Not going to work here. Office Space reference. photo yesterday surfaced of Jay Leno in the Burns Center, along with the staff. They took like a picture of all the nurses and doctors that helped him out. He was released yesterday, but it looks pretty gruesome. I mean, that fire really got him in a couple of places. His neck and face and hand look pretty messed up. All right, birthdays today. Scarlett Johansson. Man, oh man. Beautiful women love funny guys. Colin Jost. Go at it, my son. Go at it. 38 today, Scarlett Johansson. Mark Ruffalo, the Hulk, 55. Mario Hemingway, 61. Jamie Lee Curtis, 64. Stephen Van Zandt, 72. Billie Jean King, 79. Terry Gilliam from Monty Python, 82. Rodney Dangerfield was born on this date in 1921.
I met Rodney Dangerfield backstage because I was doing the onstage announcement. He comes out and he's wearing a white robe and his dress shoes and his black socks pulled up all the way to his knees.
Sure. Nice.
And he's walking around like that's perfectly normal.
How you doing there, kid? Hey, what kind of house is it? Young crowd, old crowd? What kind of crowd he got out there?
And we were talking, and every couple of seconds he would peek out from the curtain and look to see what the crowd looked like.
Old crowd or young crowd? What does the crowd look like out there, kid? I don't know. What kind of crowd are going to be here tonight?
And it was very, very nice. He couldn't have been sweeter. Remember the joke?
Hey, I'll tell you, you know, I come into the radio station this morning. I look down, I see a big dog sitting there licking himself like dogs do, you know. I turn to my friend and said, boy, I wish I could do that. He said, well, go over and pet him, maybe he'll let you.
Hey! I'll tell you, try the veal. Oh, man.
That's cute.
I'll tell you, I live in a rough neighborhood, I asked the cop, how many minutes to the subway? He said, I don't know. No one has ever made it.
Oh, God.
I stand at the street corner. Guy sticks his hand in my pocket. I said, hey, what are you doing? He says, I need money. I said, what did he ask? He said, I don't know. I talk to strangers.
Kind of stuff.
My wife said she wanted to have sex in the back seat of the car. She wanted me to drive.
I'll think of these That's as the true. Morning goes on.
I'll tell you, get no respect from anyone. I bought a cemetery plot. The guy said, there goes the neighborhood.
Oh, how cute.
Yeah, my doctor says that me and my wife should have sex more often. Now we'll never see each other.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah, I come home. A guy was running out of my house. I said, who said you're going to have sex with my wife? He said, everybody.
Yeah, I tell you, my wife, she's such a bad cook. She's the only one I know that can make toast with bones.
Ew.
My wife's such a bad cook, all the flies in the neighborhood chipped in to get the screen door fixed.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there was a fire in the house. My wife said to the kids, shh, be quiet, you wake up Daddy.
Oh, my God.
I tell you, my wife's so fat, I tell you, two men could make love to her at the same time and never meet.
Go ahead.
Checking in a hotel. 2 o'clock in the morning, a woman knocking on my door, knocking. Finally, I got up and let her out.
My wife tells me I gotta get a haircut that don't look like a haircut. So now I gotta find me a barber who don't look like a barber.
Oh, yeah, I was training the dog, so I took it to the bedroom to teach it how to beg.
Oh, my God.
Hello.
Hey, last night I made love to an inflatable woman. Now I got an inflatable man looking for me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, my wife said she wanted to go eat at some place she's never been before. I said, try
the kitchen.
Hey, am I old? Are you kidding? I was walking by a cemetery and two guys chased me with a shovel.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, my wife, she's so fat. I mean, when I met her at the Macy's parade, she had ropes tied to her.
Well, they've got, on Rodney.com, they've got a joke archive from last month. They've got a joke of the day.
So just pick a joke, start the joke, but leave the punchline off. Let me see if I can finish it.
All right, hold up. I saw my psychiatrist. I told him, Doc, I keep thinking I'm a dog. He told me, get off his couch. Get off his couch.
Get off my couch.
When I was a kid, everyone thought I got plenty of girls. I used to go to a drive-in movie and do push-ups in the backseat of my car.
Hey, let's see, we got more.
I was asked if I talked to my wife after sex, and I said, there's a phone handy.
My wife's so fat after sex, she smokes a turkey.
Yeah, I tell you, it ain't easy being me. When I was born, I was so ugly. The doctor
slapped my mother.
Yeah. That's cute.
Hey, my wife is so fat. When she went to school, she sat next to everybody.
That's cute.
I tell you, my girlfriend, she's got so much hair on her arms, it looks like she's got buckwheat in a headlock.
Wow, that was back in the old Jen Sparks days. There. All right, 116 years ago today, 1906, the SOS distress signal was ratified at the International Radio Telegraphic Convention in Berlin. Good thing, too, otherwise that ABBA song wouldn't have made any sense. Elvis' Blue Hawaii premiered in L.A. on this date 61 years ago. That was his most successful film, a whopping $4.7 million. Back in the day, and the White Album, the Beatles released on this date in 1968. Rupert Murdoch told Donald Trump he won't back his campaign. Fox News turning on Trump, that's like HGTV bailing on the Property Brothers. Researchers say eating an unhealthy diet, one that's high in fat and processed foods, can cause depression, which is why a McDonald's combo meal now includes Zoloft. New study says 16 million Americans in 2019 carried loaded handguns in public, and that was just at one Waffle House. And with that, the J.C. Corcoran podcast for Tuesday, November 22nd, 2022 is in the can, 84 days until pitchers and catchers report to spring training. Now, we are here every weekday morning right about this time at jconline.com, but you already know that. Maybe some of your friends, neighbors, relatives don't, and if you could pass that word along, we like to try to grow this baby here at jconline.com. All right, so now again, tomorrow, Wednesday, we do our Thanksgiving show, and we resurrect Knuckles. We pull that out of the archives and play it. It is something to hear. That's all I'm going to say. If you've never heard this, you've got to hear it tomorrow. That's all I'm going to say. Just make sure you're here tomorrow for that whole thing. Then we're going to take a couple of days off. So, have yourself a great day. And in the meantime, we've beaten this one to death. Have a good one. See you later. Bye.
The J.C. Corcoran Podcast.